syndrome and dictating a psychiatric evaluation. First name, G like Ghana, like individual, like love, B like boy, like Elizabeth, I like Roger, T like Thomas. Last name, V like victory, I like individual, like love, I like love, A like apple, I like Roger, I like Roger. U like university, E like Elizabeth, L like love. Case number 622537. Today is January 22nd, 2013. Identifying information, the patient's a 77-year-old divorced Hispanic male residing at Wayne Health and Rehab since originally April 3rd, 2008. His birthday is April 17th, 1935. She's complaining he was seen for an annual psychiatric evaluation. History present on this patient's currently an open case with NSOAS. He previously has a diagnosis of dementia secondary to close head injury with behavioral disturbances. January 18, 2013, his weight was 145 pounds. January 16, 2013, death reports he's confused, quiet. He's incontinent of bladder and bowel. He has a PEG tube. And no reports of lethargy, no reports of recent problems with aggression or recent reports of any depression or psychosis. January 12, 2013, he was reported as combative during care, but manageable. Past history, the patient's an open case with NSOAS. He's been referred many times over the years because of behavioral problems such as yelling at staff and resistance to care. He has a prior diagnosis of dementia, NOS, possible history of schizophrenia or diagnosis of schizophrenia. Per the patient's guardian, Amelia Villarreal, the patient had a closed head injury secondary to a motor vehicle accident back in 1962. Since then, he's had problems with cognition. He was living in a home and also living on his own for a while. He also lived at Leisure Village Assisted Living until he broke his hip. After that, he was at Imperial Healthcare because he could no longer care for himself. He has a history of anger, agitation. While at Imperial Healthcare, he had similar problems with resistance to care and severe agitation. Social history, he worked at several different restaurants. He was married for a short time and divorced. He has one daughter. There's no known history of family problems with mental illness, substance abuse, no history of drug or alcohol abuse. Diagnosis per chart includes dementia, behavioral disturbances, adult failure to survive, dysphagia, hypothyroidism, anemia, psychosis, hypertension, venous thrombosis, GERD, constipation, history of humerus fracture, anxiety disorder, gastrostomy, anemia, anemia deficiency, NOS, osteoarthrosis, and osteoporosis. Allergies, no known allergies. Medications, Tylenol, 650 milligrams every 6 hours is needed. Tramadol, 50 milligrams every 8 hours is needed. Klonopin, 0.5 milligrams twice daily. Xenex, X-O-P-E-N-E-X, 1.25 milligrams 3 times a day. Aspirin, 81 milligrams daily. Plavix, 75 milligrams daily. Colace, 100 milligrams daily. Ferrous sulfate, 300 milligrams daily. Multivitamin with mineral daily. Metoprolol, 25 milligrams twice a day. Furosemide, 20 milligrams daily. Labs, November 5th, 2012, glucose 37, estimated GFR 93, AST 29, ALT is 30. review system, the eyes of... negative. Ears, nose, and throat. Negative, cardiovascular. Positive for hypertension, venous thrombosis. Respiratory. Negative. If you go back to constitutional and you had failure to thrive, dysphagia. Gastrointestinal positive for GERD, gastrostomy. Genital urinary negative, muscular negative, and tegmentary negative. Neurological positive for dementia. If you go back to gastrointestinal, put positive for constipation. Endocrine positive for hypothyroidism. Hematologic lymphatic positive for iron deficiency anemia. Allergies immune positive for us, negative. Mental status, exam the patient. Weight is 145 pounds. Height is 65 inches. Respiratory rate is 16. Hygiene and grooming are good. Musculoskeletal, the muscle tone and strength appeared within normal limits. No irregular movements were seen. No spontaneous speech. It was garbled, difficult to understand, times incoherent. Thought process was confused. No loose associations. No delusions or paranoia were expressed. He did not appear to be responding to internal stimuli. He did not express suicidal ideations. Insight and judgment are impaired. He's oriented only to himself. Recent remote memory are impaired. Attention and concentration is poor. Language is poor. Fund of knowledge is inadequate. Mood seems euthymic. Affect flat. Impression, not access. One is dementia, secondary to close head injury with behavioral disturbances, access two deferred. Access three, staff post PEG 2 placement, dysphagia, hypothyroidism, anemia, hypertension, venous thrombosis, GERD, constipation, staff post fracture of the humerus, osteoarthrosis, osteoporosis, history of hyperlipidemia, axis 4, the psychosocial environmental structures, axis 5, GAF of 30. Patient strength, he has a guardian and some family support. Patient weakness is got cognitive deficits. Plan at this time, continue with outreach mental health services to psychiatrists to monitor the psychotropic medications for effectiveness versus side effects. Continue off the Risperdal steps are reporting any increase in behavioral problems. Continue clonopin 0.5 milligrams twice daily for anxiety. We'll send a consent form for the medications to the guardian primary care physician to follow up medically. The benefits of the medications outweigh the risks, and this is the end of the dictation. Thanks.